a real experience of the song of love.
They told me he was 8 months old, yet he weighed only a few pounds. He looked dead. A pile of bones with a thin layer of skin stretched over them. Every now and then, some part of his body would twitch, and I knew that life was still in him. I looked at the bracelet around his limp wrist. It had only the date he came in and his age. No one knew his name. I began to call him Baby Bones. I picked him up to feed him. He sucked eagerly like a baby kitten at its mother's breast. Less than a minute later, he could suck no more. He no longer had the strength to eat. I wished I had an eyedropper so I could squirt the food in his little mouth, just like I used to do with baby kittens. Where did this baby boy come from? Why was he given life in the first place? I symbolically anointed his head with oil and asked Jesus to give him peace. Returning to the Missionaries of Charity home for malnourished children, the next day I found Baby Bones hooked up to a feeding tube. I wondered why. It seemed so obvious to me that he was only a few hours from death. Why not let him get on with it, I wondered. I asked this question of the volunteer doctor. He took my hand and led me to another room. He pointed to a crib where a tiny but vibrantly alive little girl was standing. She too looked dead when she came to us, and tomorrow she will go home. We are to love them into heaven or into life. I felt ashamed. Had I wished the baby dead for my own comfort? I went back to his crib and gently rubbed his paper-thin skin. This was my last day at the home for malnourished children. I don't know if the baby died. I suspect he did. But during his short life, he taught me that where there is life, there is hope. Where there is hope, there is faith. And where there is faith, there is love. I want to always err in the name of love.